which sounds more natural?
Prom.
And the place where people are buried?
A graveyard, a cemetery.
And what they put the body in?
A casket, a coffin.
And the ceremony?
A ritual.
Yeah, everyone went to the...
To the burial.
Okay, or
the... funeral service.
And if people are dressed in black, you said that they're in...
Mourning. Deep mourning. It's all black.
And
if they're dressed all in black, it's deep mourning.
Who would do that?
A lot of people.
I didn't go.
You leaving?
Mm-hmm.
Bye-bye.
But Tony let me go to the movies. We're going to go see. Can we go?
Yeah. You need some money?
Yes, sir.
Turn that off. It'll be up. Very, very intricate work. So, he said the Transcontinental Bus Company, Continental Bus Lines, Continental Fairway Bus Company, and he was mentioned that, and he mentioned the Valley Transit Lines. That's the local one that runs up and down the valley. And there was an objection, and I object to that type of a question, and you know, the legal objections and the
mm-hmm.
book. And I guess about 10 minutes went by. Then he says, Mr. Interpreter, ask a question. And I put the bus lines in opposite posts, you understand?
Mm-hmm.
I said Valley Transit when I should have said Continental Trailways, and I said Continental Trailways when I should have said Valley Transit. And they jumped up, and I object to that. Of course, it makes me feel like a jackass, because
mm-hmm.
I don't like to be called down like that. Well, that's what they're there for, to catch you in something
mm-hmm.
like that. So I hooked them.
Did you do this simultaneous oral?
Oh, yes. Say, what is your name? ¿Cómo se llama usted?
Mm-hmm.
Juan Garcia. Juan Garcia. Then he'll give me a question. Where do you live? And on such a day, were you aware that whatever the case is, most of the cases that I translate have to do with insurance claims
mm-hmm.
of an accident that had taken place either on a job or in an automobile or on a piece of machinery or, you know,
mm-hmm.
on a boat. I have lots of shrimpers here, and a lot
mm-hmm.
of them are just Spanish speaking. And
well, you ever do written translation?
Oh, yes.
I mean, for legal?
Yes.
Legal matters?
Yes, I did this page for this man in Richmond, Virginia the other day that I told you about.
Mm-hmm.
I took his, he sent me, I think it was 40 pages.
Mm-hmm.
I have to get Concha to read it to me. And I translate it and she writes it down in English. Or
mm-hmm.
English or Spanish, still the word. And it's hard to do that way because I have to work twice because she reads it, I have to translate it, then I have to translates back to her and then spell it out so she can read or write it.
Mm-hmm.
If it's from Spanish to English, it's easier. Her uncle was here, this girl's brother. And he's very good at reading Spanish. And so I got him the last 2 days of work to read it. And then I just dictated Concha in English.
Mm-hmm.
She wrote it down. And then this lady at the bank types it for us.
Which language? Do you feel equally confident in both languages?
Sure.
There's no...
No difference.
What about this Tex-Mex thing?
Well, that's just slang, like the Cajuns speak French. It's not a pure-graded... Parisian French.
Mm-hmm.
It's like some of the Spanish spoken here. It's not